This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing? You licked my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing? Huh? What you doing, boy? Feeding time.
Put you in a casual mood.
Give me a kiss. Where are you at? There's Otis. Hey, boy. Hey, what you doing? You licked my phone, girl. You give me kisses? Give me kisses? Mwah. Say hey, Laura. Give me kisses. What you doing? Eating time.
You don't get kisses from Otis?
Aww.
Otis is, again, we are on good terms. Otis is a mini bull. He is 44 inches tall. A bull as a cow, not a Chicago basketball player or an alternative lifestyle type.
Otis don't roll that way. He's not going to give you kisses.
Just wait for the next hit that Dan puts together. That literally was from an Instagram reel that I made out there feeding animals. My donkey, so he's like, he won't ever, like, he's scared of phones and stuff. I bring the phone out, he just kind of, like, you know how they'd say Native Americans would say they didn't like pictures taken because they thought it was taking their soul or something? I think donkeys think the same.
What, did you say the donkey's name again? What's his name, Eeyore?
Eeyore?
No kidding, what is his
God.
Name?
Banjo.
Oh, that's right, Banjo.
Thank you.
The Native Americans have changed their stance on that, by the way. They did a 180.
What, they're cool with pigs now?
Yeah, now if you see the one dancing in his jeans in the wigwam in Cherokee, you can stop
him. I think it's a photo op. You have to pay. They actually will take the pictures now for $20.
They let you wear the headdress, too.
And you get a joint and one pull on the slot machine.
Cool.
For $20. Photo op, slot machine, and a joint.
That's and a coupon to the Salnook meal.
Yeah, so it's all inclusive.
Yeah, it's a good vacation for one day.
You know, speaking of day, it's the All Advice Show. We do it just once a month. And, oh, thank God. Is that the anonymous mom?
That's the one we're waiting on.
Okay, so there's a lot to be told with this. The main thing is she has a son that asked two girls to his prom season. How do they say that now? What is the prom season equivalent of HOKO?
I think you that know, might be it.
HOKO?
I think it's just prom
season. Oh, it's just called prom season.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it, too.
Right smack dab in it. The kid, her son, asked two girls to go somehow, maybe some accidental thing. That's going to probably sound like a sitcom. I asked the wrong Jennifer, but the other Jennifer found the note. So I'm going to take them both now.
Coming up at 8 o'clock. Took the wrong chick to prom.
Mom's got... issue with it, or there's something she needs some advice about with it. So let's go now to Anonymous Mom. Good morning, Anonymous Mom.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, listen, first off, I listen to you guys every single day. If I'm working, if I'm home, I just really appreciate you taking my call. And I'm going to try not to fangirl too hard, but I feel like you guys are always like so authentic in what you feel. And for the most part, just give really good advice.
You know, 50% of the time, I would say that's so. We will either help you or make it a hell of a lot worse. It's kind of a flip of the coin. But hopefully, now when it comes to, you know, things that are not frivolous like this involving a kid or whatever, we will, you know, we all have children, so we will take that into heart. But tell us about your kid, your son, right?
Yeah, my son, he's a junior. And this is just like a really exciting time for him. He's such a good kid. He's got such a big heart. And
like enlarged or?
No. Okay. No, he's an athlete though. He's an athlete, but luckily he, you know, he's been all checked. He's great. He's just kind and empathetic, and he has just so much going for him. He's in a peer leadership, you know, like aside from just being like a 3-season athlete. So he asked this girl to prom who he's been really good friends with since middle school. Mm-hmm. They're always in a group chat. They're really just genuine good friends, and she didn't have a date. So he felt bad for her.
Right.
She's always been picked on for her weight. And I thought, wow, what a gentleman. Yeah. But then he tells me he wants to bring another girl too. Another one who doesn't have a date, and she's also a big girl.
So he's doing like a 2-for-1 charity date type thing?
Fat boy, it's not a charity thing.
I mean, kind of.
Right, I mean, it's.
I mean, if they're all in on it, why not? You know, if it's just for fun and nobody has any romantic notions on either one, there won't be any drama.
Yeah. What's.
I mean,
2-for-1 charity date. My God, fat boy.
Don't it seem like it, though? He's a good kid.
Yeah.
What's
I mean, the girls are fine with it, too.
Yeah.
He just wants them to have a nice time.
That's good.
He's a good kid. He's got a heart like his grandmother.
Well, is grandma into the plus size women?
See, this is what I love about you guys. But
Reagan,
she did
what we do.
No, she would no, but she did raise him to be kind, and that's all this is, I think.
We are awesome.
Yeah.
What's the problem though? Like, you think your son is just too nice and he's gonna like go through life being too nice and not ever having his own thing or whatever?
Well, the problem is, I don't know if I'm being a bad mom for even thinking this, but all right, I'm going to be honest. My son's a really good looking kid. He's got a great smile. He's funny. Like, as I said, he's so good at sports, and girls usually chase him. Like, there's always a different girl who's, you know, into him. And when I see him going to prom with two girls who, let's just say, aren't exactly what most high schoolers would call attractive, you know.
You're saying they're twos and your son's like a solid 9.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it that way, but that's about right. It's not about looks. I mean, okay, it is kind of about looks. I just don't want him to look back one day and think, why did I spend prom night playing social worker?
Damn. Yeah. I mean, do you think, is this just you, or do you think, like, people are going to make fun of him at the prom because he's...
You know they will. They make fun of kids for everything. Yep. I mean, kids are brutal. They're going to make fun of you for everything. So he's going to walk in with two big girls, and everyone's going to start whispering or worse, posting about it. He's going to be a meme. And then what? He could take a girl who turns heads, and instead he is going to get laughed at.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. And I see your point, because I've said, like, with names,
right.
You have to, like, you have to think, okay, is this name, whether it's a family name or whatever, a kid's going to spend this in? Like, think about this. And true story. I mean, you can. When is the last time you heard of a kid being named Richard? It does not happen anymore. It does not happen anymore. It does not happen anymore. So your big concern is what? Like his reputation, or he's not like cashing in on his cute looks and his hotness?
Well, yeah, look, prom
she said
pictures,
he was attractive.
Prom pictures are going to live forever. And when his buddies show off photos with their stunning girlfriends, what's he going to have? Two girls that people feel sorry for? It's just not a good look.
But do you think in 10 years, like, any of that matters? I went to prom my senior year with a girl who started, we were just friends, seriously, just friends. And then 2 weeks after I asked her, she started dating a guy. So we went as friends. But after, you know, like 2 or 3 dates, boom, she was with him. So it's not going to matter.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the one who has to listen to the whispers at church or the look on people's faces when they ask, like, wait, those were his dates? Because I do like to show him off.
I mean, she's not wrong. People are going to talk, but, you know, I think they're also going to say and think, like, you know, your son's a good dude.
Hold on. Paige, what do you want to say?
I can't remember if my mom kept my prom pictures up forever. I don't think she did.
I don't
know. I think it kind of went away after the first.
Oh, mom, you don't want to read these text messages. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be glad to read them to you.
Maybe in defense for your son, the girl that he really wanted to go is going go with him.
That's what a lot of
somebody
people are
else.
Saying.
Like, so he's just trying to go and have a good time.
If he's chased all the time, as you said, why did he end up not having a date? That's what these people are saying on the text
right,
line.
Listen, you know what I'd say? If these two girls were both cheerleaders with pretty faces and in good shape, I'd be thrilled. I'd be the first one. I would be buying corsages. I'd be taking 500 pictures, but they're not. They're just not. They're sweet, but they're big. And unfortunately, people judge. And don't act like, you know what I mean? Don't act like I'm, you know, lying.
But are you judging, or are you literally worried about what everyone else is going to think?
Like both. Both. And okay. That's what makes me a terrible, you know, that's what makes me a terrible person. But I just don't want him wasting what could have been a magical night on something people are either going to pity or laugh at.
You should chaperone and micromanage it and really ruin
it. Don't tell her to chaperone. Nobody want to chaperone.
All right, be honest. If your son brought home a girl like that to date, you know, like long term, would you be cool with it?
I'd smile. I'd pretend, but I'd die a little inside.
Mom, I mean,
what if if one of your children started to become overweight? Would you stop loving them?
No, but we'd fix it.
I mean, you heard her. I mean, she wants your son to, you know, like use his looks to his advantage and not waste his prom night making fat girls feel better about themselves. I mean, that's what it sounds
like. He's probably just going for a good time with his friends.
I mean, it is what it is.
He's got a big heart.
You have a big
heart. I love that about him. I'm proud, but I just don't want him to wake up one day and think, why did I waste my prom night being the nice guy?
But I don't think any guy is looking to win prom king. For the queen, I mean, I don't know, the girls still give a crap, but like in the movies, it's always like, some, you know, like they always join together and elect like a nerd or, you know, somebody who's not the homecoming cheerleader or whatever kind of thing. He's just trying to make like two girls feel included. And to me, that's not any kind of weakness. That's kind of rare these days.
Maybe he's a chubby chaser. You know, he's got a kink for chubby chicks.
Maybe he's just a good guy. And it's probably better than your kids going out having sex for the first time on prom night, which they do sometimes.
Please.
Well, look, what if these two girls, now seriously, and I am thinking this is like a Hallmark movie now, but what if like these two girls go out and have like the best night ever, and it's all because of your kid? Like what if 10 years from now, they still remember that moment where your little son, cute little boy, made them feel like they were the damn prom queens? Or like, God, worse yet, like what if one of them did win and the other one like gets pissed and beats her ass? Seriously though, I feel like it's a good thing that you shouldn't take a dump on, essentially. He's a good kid. That's rare.
All right. You're right.
For real, don't you think? I know you want to protect your kid. It's that same thing I do with, like, rhyming words that with names and thinking, like, try to look from a bully's kind of perspective.
Maybe I hadn't thought of all that. Maybe I had been looking at this all wrong.
Are you perfect yourself?
Oh, Paige, of course she is.
I just don't want him to regret it, you know? Like, I just, it's not even about perfection. I just don't want him to regret his big night. But maybe that is just who he is.
I mean, you don't have to say or comment, but where is his dad in the whole situation? What does he think about it?
It's a good question.
I'll tell you, his dad is a piece of shit.
Oh, I didn't know you don't. Okay, hold your mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hang on.
Really? Right.
We'll Paul's mom, anonymous mom now.
I didn't know you could marry feces, but I guess you can.
Well, you know, they changed laws. It varies state by state. My God, she is getting lambasted. You know, look.
Ooh. She's honest, though.
She is. But it's honesty that you're when you think. And see, I'm guilty of it, too. I mean, like I said, with names and stuff, like. Oh, look at this text. I don't believe you. Our son is 2 years old and his name's Richard. You got a problem with that? I don't know if that text is real or not, but like, you understand the point with that. You have to think like down the road. Well, there's and I won't say the name, but Fat Boy knows there was a minor league baseball player who had a name that when he came to this country, where he was from, that name wasn't that big of a deal. But in this country, it meant something way different. And he literally, in his baseball career, had to change his last name because people, and I'm not talking about Dakota either.
No.
He had a name where people would mess with him. He had to change his family's last name just to fit into whatever.
Could you imagine your whole life, your last name is Finger Bang and you got to change it to Smith?
It wasn't Finger Bang. man, oh man.
Well, it is a memory. People remember the prom.
I think she should just tell him that he's got to stay home for her because she's upset that he's going to have ugly pictures.
I mean, it's... It's almost like Fat Boy was saying earlier. He was saying that, I forget who it was, somebody's pregnant, a famous person's pregnant. He's like...
Freaking Rihanna, again.
Okay. It's like, you know, I am...
Who cares?
I'm tired of hearing about this woman. It's... I don't know what my point with that was, other than like this. I mean, it's you think about like I don't have my finger on what kids think today. Like, I feel like kids today are more, like I was saying earlier, the homecoming queen might be that of someone who's in some of the remedial classes a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Like, they do that kind of thing. Like, I'm not saying it well, but just, I feel like that happens more than there's always that perfect 10 girl that wins or the high school quarterback. I feel like now it's more of a spin on, even if it's in a joking way.
On one hand, you can't say it's a memory and then rob these two girls of the same memory that they are entitled to. But on the other hand, you kind of want these kids to match up, right? If they're bigger girls, maybe they should have bigger boys to go with.
Well, God bless.
I mean, you're a big guy. Do you think you should be with big people, Fat
Call
Boy?
HR
you should take
right
offense
now.
To
fat
this.
Fat Boy should have called you a big guy.
Now, I wasn't big at the prom, but I didn't go with anybody either.
I was.
See how ridiculous that is?
I was huge. Gosh bless. Back in my day, oh, Lord, I don't want to read that text. I will make it a little friendlier.
Don't or can't.
Shouldn't. Back in my day, let's just say, I'm just going to read it, screw it. Back in my day when two fat people, I got to clean this up better.
It's already getting good.
Back in my day when two fat people or let's just say ugly people could not find dates, they would just go together, girl-wise. Now, guys, no, but girls just always went together, and no one thought they were lesbians or anything. Why don't the big girls just go together? Because this kid is nice. We got to quit shunning niceness and making it like... And plus, I don't know.
He's going to wish he had at least one where he took, like, you know...
Paige, you just said you don't know where your prom pictures are. I'm sure I will find mine in the coming weeks.
I mean, mine were pretty and everything. I didn't wear the dresses that I wanted to pick and wear. My mom always bought me something that she thought that I should be wearing, and it was always about her. And I wanted to go to the beach party, but she rented me a limo so I would be driven back home.
Jesus Christ. Rented you a limo?
Yes.
That's that Wrigley money.
I wanted to go leave for Santa Cruz afterwards and be a bad kid, but I didn't get to. I had to go home.
Is that like a gay bar or something?
No, I wanted to go to the beach for it and camp out at night. It's what they did on prom night. Most of the kids.
Did you get laid?
No, I had to come home to my mother in the limo, and the driver made sure that we were just kids, and they took the complimentary champagne out.
Yeah.
God, that's messed up.
Yes.
Good Lord. Okay, we'll get to your phone calls next. Some of y'all tone down the language, obviously, especially mom. 1-800-774-0093. Does it matter? I think high school rings don't matter. I don't think, I don't know where my robe and cap are. Yeah, I got one. I never got that either.
What?
I saw the foresight in that I'm not going to waste a Christmas present on a varsity jacket I'm never going to wear again. Just have my letter. Same thing with the ring. Like, my sister got a silver or gold one, but it was like part of her Christmas and birthday, too.
Oh, she took it? Like, that deal?
Yeah, but I wanted the tungsten. I was like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is now. So, like, none of that really matters. I mean, it matters in the moment, but blah, 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 blah. 1-800-774-0093. Your calls next. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Joe. Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
All right, we're going to raffle through as many of these as we can because we had to play their Nirvana song. Let's go. Is it Shana Beth or Shana Beth?
I believe it's Shauna.
Shauna Beth. Good morning, Shauna Beth.
Hey, this is Shauna. I don't know who Shauna Beth is, but I just want to say that mom's crazy. I'm beyond proud of her son if she's not.
Maybe you
will. He'll look back and be happy.
Wait a minute. What is your name again?
Shauna.
Okay, so you are Shauna. Yeah, we're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So mom is crazy, and so that's really all you want to say. The mom is just crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy. Like, why does she matter so much what people think of him? I think they'll think more of him for this, for taking the girls.
I do too. I mean, look, I'm not going to say that if it's not 17, 18 year old me and I see that go down, and it's, I'm not going to, in my mind, think something. Of course. But and I know people are going to take pictures and do all that stuff. But at the end of the day, like, he's going to be looked at as like a cool kid, I think. I mean, we just should not curtail that niceness when it's...
It's kind of vapid to have that kind of opinion of other people.
Well, this is weird.
What do you mean?
I feel awkward. I need to apologize to Madman for being just an a-hole during the break.
That's for you being one?
Because I thought this was Shauna Beth, but Shauna Beth's on the other line.
She
this is actual
Shauna.
Shauna Beth's on the other line. There's two.
Do we have two women? Let's go to the other Shauna. Can we do them at the same time?
Hell yeah, we can.
Hey, Shauna Beth number two.
Hey, this is Shauna Beth.
Wait a minute. There's a Shauna and a Shayna.
No, it's Shauna Beth.
Shauna Beth and Shauna Beth. Wow.
What the hell?
So do y'all both agree now that the mom is a mean person?
Look.
Evil bitch woman?
So I have a lot to say, honestly, which I'm from Louisiana, so my mouth don't stop. It just really... It really bothers me, you know, that especially if she says people in church. First off, don't get me started on church, because church is for loving everybody. So she don't. Apparently, she needs to go to church a little bit more if she's going to be that judgmental and low. Yeah. And it sounds like that she's one of them dance moms that are really big that thinks her child is a superstar, because that is absolutely to feel that way. And kudos to her son, because her son seems to be a lot better person than she is.
Is that Shayna or
Shauna? Coming from a person that is sick. This is Shauna Beth.
Okay.
Coming from a person that is sick and that has a lot of issues, you know, balance up and down, up and down. They don't know what her home life is.
Yeah.
That woman could be like, you know, a stress eater and something like that. I take a lot of medication, so my weight's up and down. You don't ever know. But it sounds like she's in love with her son, and she's trying to have somebody get her, you know, have a good time with him. And it's just weird.
That's creepy.
Absolutely weird. Like, how do you... I love my son, and I think he's everything. But come on now. That's a little obsessive.
Too hard to be a good guy.
Look at the Shauna and Shayna.
Yeah, I love this.
I want to offer you a podcast.
Odyssey will buy it.
The Shauna Shayna Show. No,
I'll do it, because my mouth, I ain't going to say nothing. That poor baby, I'll pray for her. And I know a lot of kids, like, they'll take Down syndrome kids to prom and stuff. I used to work for a mental day hab, and they seem a little bit more normal than this mama.
You said it, Shauna. Yeah.
Dang.
All right, girls. Thank y'all so much for calling at the exact same time. That was incredible. Thank you. All right.
Have a good day.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Wow. They
were great.
3 points.
Okay, so, yeah, I saw when Fatboy put him on hold, I said, I think you mislabeled those. I think that was Shayna. And he picked it up, and he asked her, and he said, no, I was right. And he called me a smart word.
I called you a stupid, dumb ass blank.
Yeah. And then, wow, that was crazy. There was a Shauna Beth and a Shayna Beth. Wow.
Of course it would play out that way to make me look the worst.
Well,
thank you, universe.
It was a funny little moment. That was crazy.
Thank you, Fatboy, for that comedy, really.
It was.
Sure you note that down.
And they both.
I'll make sure I send this in my notes today.
It would have been great to send that to CC me on it, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Paige. All right, we will break on the All Advice, and we will come back to that at the top of the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern. But, Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. And we're going to mention the toughest job. If you think you have the toughest job, think again, because we'll get into that. Also, people would give up part of their life to save this.
Oh.
They give up half their lifespan to save this in your Rise Guys headlines coming up.
Their lifespan.
I don't even know what that is.
Yours? Probably, I'm not going to guess.
Yeah, don't...
It reminds me of that movie. I can't remember what it was called. It was something with time with Justin Timberlake.
Time, Love, and Tenderness?
Nope. It was where you had like a stopwatch on your arm and it said how long you
have to
live. And you used it as currency. It was.
Oh, wow. I remember that.
Yeah, it was good, but it was kind of.
Very dark.
Yeah, very.
God, that was a good movie, and I forgot the name of it.
And the mom's trying to run to get over the border before the time runs out. And
oh, yeah.
I won't spoil it for you, but.
Too soon.
She dies. All right. Headlines next, and Olive Ice Show will continue top of the hour. Good morning.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
By the way, the name of the movie is In Time with Justin Timberlake, Olivia Wilde, and Amanda Seyfried. What happened to her?
You know what happened to her? What? Sydney Sweeney. Bigger boobs, better looking. Took her...
Took her
curls.
Amanda's a good actor, though.
She's good.
She's good.
Probably
is she
a little
related
better.
To Roy?
Misguided. Yeah. Tiger misguided. People. All right. So people say that cats have 9 lives. Would you add another one to your cat's life if you could?
People also say if that cat had 9 lives, he'd just spend them all.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a new study that looked at the connection between
Sir Jello Mold.
People's pets and their humans' mental well-being. And did you know, according to this study, that 3 in 5 Americans claim their pets have literally saved their lives? So, in conclusion of this, 56% of pet owners say that they trade years off their own life to extend the lifespan of their pets.
Now, see, that's interesting because save their lives, like they're... not just service dogs, but like dogs, and maybe cats too, but like, you know, they can tell when their owner is like maybe having a heart attack or I know with diabetes, diabetic shock a lot of times, epilepsy, they can see that. But, you know, they say cats can smell cancer.
They can.
But how do they communicate that to you?
They sniff it.
Sure, but how do you say the cat's smelling something weird, I think I have cancer. I'm not making jokes about cancer. I just have always heard that. And I'm like, how do you know that the cat smelled? How did they tell you they smelled cancer?
I've heard
or
that
death
they're drawn to that. And like your dog will lick a spot on you if it's...
God, that means I'm going to have
if your
crotch
start,
cancer.
Start
what if the cat could talk? He's like, you got cancer. And you're like, nah, I just got some old draws on.
But they're just, I haven't showered yet today. That's weird. I'm going to Google that too. So, I'm having fun on Google.
So 34% say they would intentionally get a pet
just
got a
to
pet
save
to
their
improve
life.
Their mental health. And for nearly all of them, it's working. And 95% of those people say they're better off with their pet. But, I mean, if I had a chance, I don't want to live forever.
I don't want any more pets.
I would give up some years because my dog is a boxer and her lifespan is...
Put him up! Put him up!
And I would give some of mine for her, definitely.
That's insane, though. I mean, it's
I mean,
sweet.
I don't want to be in my 80s. I don't want to live that long.
God, I do.
Well, you keep talking. Well, I don't, like, I've been through more animal deaths.
I need more
wood
in here to knock on, by the way.
I just want to have a happy life and go out healthy. I don't want to... The reason why I say that is I don't want to end up like my mom, and I don't want to have someone taking care of me. That's why I feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't want to be so old that I can't get around by myself. And not that I don't love the people that I've seen and helped out. I do dearly. And I just don't want to be...
Your brother would have to take care of you. I mean, you would.
Well, then I would die.
Your hair would stay trimmed up, and you'd have
all the chili you could eat
all the time.
But if I had old people diapers, I would lay in a dirty bed. I could tell you that.
I was looking up something stock related yesterday, and do you know
insider trading?
No. Do you know that makers of diapers? I won't say a particular one. Makers of diapers now claim they sell more adult diapers than they do baby diapers.
Oh, yeah. They market them the hell out of them.
For the first time in the history of their company, they're selling more adult than baby. That shows the decline. That shows that rise in senior citizens and the decline of the next generation.
Well, there's even younger people that have bladder problems.
Well, I've had them my whole life.
Elderly.
Sure, but you understand what I'm saying. Like,
I do.
That used to be like, you know...
And that's my biggest fear of not being able to shave your legs properly and not being able to change your...
I thought you were going to say pissing yourself.
Well, I don't want to do that either. And I want my sheets changed on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I don't want to have bed sores and lay in a dirty bed. I don't want to eat the food that other people face.
Yeah, but what if you gave 10 years of your life to your cat that still is only going to live... I mean, I don't know what the lifespan of a cat is. What, 15, 20 years? I have no clue. I'm guessing. I know more about dogs than do cats.
I think ours went to like 13.
This also says, as far as cats smelling cancer, there's no definitive proof. Anecdotal evidence and scientific studies suggest they can sense the biochemical changes associated with various illnesses, but more the flu than cancer. So, but how could they still say, you need to go see a doctor?
Yeah.
Pussy. I mean, I would think, I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I know when a cat... You know, when a cat's dying, it's their natural instinct to go off and die by themselves.
Go away, yeah.
But they always said that dogs were a man's best friend because when you died, the dog would eat you and that it would do away with your remains.
Oh, don't die bending over.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I'm dead, doggy.
I'd rather go, take my feet first. End with my head.
Here, boy.
Less hair.
I died. Come here. I died with this peanut butter all over me.
Come here, give me. Ooh. Ew. Oh, you're the fat boy that cried wolf three times.
You can't keep a jar of peanut butter in the house for anything.
No. A little goober and grape.
Mm-mm.
The only nuts you smell, dog, are in this peanut butter because it's crunchy.
All right. Well, today is National Teacher Appreciation Day. And I know some teachers out there, and I've heard some stories, and it's hard to be a teacher, so we definitely appreciate them.
You are appreciated.
You are definitely appreciated
teachers.
For everything. So, because the teachers that I know, sometimes you have great students, and then you have other students, and I know this one teacher that's just going through a hard time because...
You don't know about hard times, baby.
Well, because in her situation, the kids are really bad, and she asked for help, and it just snowballed into where she might be losing her job.
Oh, because of snowball videos?
No, just because when you have conflicts of new management and then things aren't going the way you thought because you don't have the class that you had last year. It's just tough.
I mean, it's fun to be a Spanish teacher teaching Spanish to, you know, kids who speak English. You can cuss them out in Spanish and they have no clue what you just said.
Yeah, because that's how you test them.
Oh, I don't know.
You
I think
you cuss them out and if they get offended, then yes, you get an A because you know what I said. If you laugh at what I just said, you get an F.
Oh, that's a good test. Yeah. What did I just say?
Well, my husband, he knew some Spanish, but mainly Chris knew all the cuss words. So I would think if you're taking a
Jethro's good at that. Jethro, yes. Jethro used to send me memes of all cuss words in other languages, and I'm like, oh man, I've ordered that at restaurants before, and I've been cussing.
Como está? Muy bueno.
Taquitos.
Yeah, that's what he used to do when we go to his favorite restaurant. He'd say, gracias, de nada. And I'd be like, Chris, we know you're trying with your Spanish. It's so it's funny.
Mucho agua.
My dad was more of a Frenchman. We'd go to a restaurant and you go up to the little hostess stand. If nobody was there, he'd go, garçon.
Garçon, c'est combien?
Daddy, we had Red Lobster, Daddy. Ain't got no garçon.
Red Lobster.
They go, pirate will come up here in a minute and take orders.
What'd you have? The Admiral's platter.
Oh, they're going to eat all the biscuits in the building.
Pomme de terre.
They like the cheese biscuits, the Harris family. Arr.
Anyways, the reason why I brought that up is because someone looked at the toughest jobs in America. And they found that here's the top five.
Blow's got to be number one.
I'm surprised DJ wasn't Tug. Here. At number five, foot. A police officer. It says cop. Number four, doctor. Third place, member of the military.
Amen.
Runner up to the top spot is a construction worker. That is tough, being out in the sun all day, working hard.
Think about the sons of guns up north in the winter. They don't quit building. No. That's something I've never really thought about is people up north.
It's definitely got to be tough to be in the military when you got people like Rumsfeld years ago that says, you go to war with what you have.
You don't get to choose your destination. They tell you where you're going, and that sucks. Okay, the number one toughest job in America is the man that or woman who's running in the building when it's on fire is the firefighter. And I have to say, it is tough.
Or working at the doo-doo pond, and you got to walk across the doo-doo pond catwalk.
Yeah, it doesn't have doo-doo pond on there. I'm going to send him a note going, oh, I think you missed the book.
I don't know how you can take any of, like, military and fire and, like, that's all to me, that's like one unit. It's like the Hall of Justice would have been on Saturday morning cartoons. Like, they're all together in one.
Yeah, to me, they are. And those people are looking at the bigger picture, like, you're serving people because you care about saving lives.
Teachers are in the Legion of Doom.
Or you care about your country and you're saving your country. It's still a warrior, basically.
I love when they make jokes about each other, like they call the Air Force the Chair Force, and then the Navy say about the Marines you weren't smart enough to get into the
Seaman,
Navy.
All those fun things. Yeah, it's fun. Paige, you did a magnificent job. We will take a break. We will come back and start it all again. The All Advice Show. If you got some, if you're a Mr. Big Time Know-It-All or Mrs. Big Time Know-It-All, you can sit back and listen and give some advice. Or if you need some, 1-800-774-0093. Do we know what any of these are on hold for, Fat Boy, or did you just throw them on hold?
We got one that's a, what's another, I wouldn't call it a high school situation, but it is. Like an issue with kids.
God.
You know, like, I told you you could probably do this, but now I'm thinking maybe I don't let you do this.
We might be part of the reason. Our show might be part of the reason of the decline in the birth rate in America. We hear people bitching about kids all the time. They're like, you know what? I'm just not going to have any. I'm just not going to do it. Give me some Depends diapers and let's just be done with it.
Snip me.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.